Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, Rebecca, just in the wake of that terrible accident on Carl's Hill yesterday, what would you like to say? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. So, I suppose my daughter comes home that road every day in her taxi from school, while I'm going the opposite direction down Carl's Hill to pick my other child up from Douglas and Rochestone Educate Together.
Yeah.
There's always a lot of traffic there. It's always quite busy, and people have very little patience, I'll be totally honest with you, for the traffic that's there. Now, to be fair, the school have done everything they can. You know, it's clogged up for maybe 10 minutes max, really, and then it all clears very quickly.
This is the new Drettons, as they call it.
Yeah.
The new school, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I suppose we live in Carrigaline, so we'd normally go back the Carr's Hill way. But I suppose, you know, it was clear by the time the school came out at 10 past two that there had been a very bad accident. And when we started trying to go home, the guards rerouted everybody to go back and said, all the road in there is closed. So obviously something very serious has happened. But like, now this is aside from the school now, this is a little bit further up the road. But like the behaviour of drivers in the face of what was clear, like they're not doing it to inconvenience your day, they're doing it because there's been a very serious accident. And I think that seems to be lost on people, because I suppose there was people doing dangerous manoeuvres on the road, and I mean you could see that the emergency services were having to go through like where they're building the highway or the motorway.
Yeah.
There's like a dirt road, and all the emergency services were having to go along the dirt road because they couldn't get in otherwise. And like, you know, have people not eyes to see and look around themselves, and I don't know, maybe put being 10 minutes late to wherever they're going to the back of their mind and go, oh, I hope that person is okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just a tiny bit of compassion and empathy and respect for the situation. Like, I had to go to a hospital appointment, so we went around Douglas to go into Carrigaline the back way.
Yeah.
Because I needed to drop my son off home before I went to my hospital appointment. And we were at the top of the hill in Douglas, you know, just towards, if you're going into Carrigaline, in the back way.
Yeah.
And obviously the traffic was beginning to build up at that point because, you know, word was getting out that the roads were closed.
Yeah.
And the lights were changing, but not many people were getting through because obviously the traffic was very bad. And at that point, a red car at the top of the hill started beeping. And everyone's just looking at him going, I'm sorry, do you think we're just sitting here for the crack, like?
Yeah. Yeah.
So after not moving again because there was nowhere to go, the red car pulled out of the lane of traffic, drove directly into the junction, running a red light, and just went directly into the junction and blocked up everything. Because apparently them moving 3 or 4 metres forward was worth risking other people's lives. And this is why we're having more accidents after accidents. Mm. Because people have absolutely no patience, and they don't seem to understand that being on the road is a privilege, it's not a right. They're not entitled to get to where they want to go more than we all deserve to get home in one piece.
Yeah, yeah. And I know that road, Rebecca, as you do, I know it very, very well indeed. And even a slight tip, where it happened, even a slight tip holds everything up. And if you know that road, and if you use it frequently, you know that. And you knew yesterday that it wasn't closed for the good of anybody's health. Or rather, it was for the good of the health of the poor woman caught up in the accident. Yeah.
It was very clear. Like, it was very clear, because it wasn't just the main road into it was every road around it.
That's right.
Like, they don't do that for something small. They don't do that for a minor chip. There's obviously something very serious going on. And, like, even just the cars that were turning, they were speeding. Like, you could see the dust behind them, and you're thinking, I don't know about anyone else. I would consider myself a good driver. I'm a careful driver. But even at that, I'm still thinking, what can I improve all the time? I need to sit. I was sitting down last night going, do you know what? Maybe I'll start keeping my phone in the boot. Because, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I see people, you know, and maybe I'll be more mindful of driving when I'm a bit tired. You know, all these kinds of things. We all have to be mindful of these things if we're going to share the road. Because it doesn't matter if you're a good driver. Because accidents happen. People make mistakes. None of us are perfect.
Yes.
You know
yes.
what I mean? And these things, we all have to be more mindful of each other and try and make sure that everybody gets home safe. And it's not... Like, every time I look around at the moment, there's either somebody going 100 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone, or somebody who's looking down in their lap, and you know exactly what they're doing. You know?
Indeed. Indeed. You're right. You're right. Because, and moreover, at a scene like that, people want answers, and they're not coming, and you'll get a sign, they'll put up a sign that says accident ahead, or at least they used to anyway. I don't know if they still do. They used to do that. And you're saying that you saw people turning around, having been turned back, and whizzing off, almost in high dudgeon, throwing up dust.
Yeah, like, I mean, the way that the guards were trying to do it was made perfect sense. There's a kind of a turn there where the trucks turn before you go up the slip road, and they were saying, look, can you just turn around here and just do an orderly queue back down the hill? It made perfect sense. No, I can't wait the 30 seconds for you to go and turn, so I'm going to turn and block up everybody coming both directions because I need to speed off faster.
Yeah.
You know? That was the behaviour. Oh, I'm just going to reverse into this person's driveway because I need to speed off faster. Even though, you know, the turn was like three cars ahead, but they couldn't wait that long.
Yeah. Now, I suppose someone would come back, Rebecca, and say, come here, I was trying to get to a hospital appointment, I was trying to collect someone, I was in a hurry, I was trying to get back to work, and my boss will dock me wages. People will come up with 100 reasons why they're in a hurry, but...
I mean, I was trying to get to a hospital appointment too, and I was late for it, but yeah. You know what? I got there alive, and so did all the people around me.
That's true.
And that's all that it comes down to. There is literally nothing worth it, because it's not just you. You know what I mean? People seem to think, oh, well, I can behave dangerous because I'll only hurt myself, but you won't. You don't know who's in the other car. You don't know what their reaction time is going to be if you hit them. You don't know what speed they're going to be going at when you hit them. There's too many other factors to be complacent on the road. There's way too many other factors. And there's nowhere worth putting other people's lives at risk. Will you be able to sleep at night if you're the reason that somebody's not going home tonight? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you put it very, very well, Rebecca. Thank you. Excellent call. Jerry says, that woman at the moment, spot on. I was appalled last night and today with the number of posts on, for example, Carrigaline notice board, pretty much straight away after the accident, asking when is Cars Hill open again. PJ, people are driving like lunatics, says this message. They keep going through red lights. They're constantly on their phones. What is wrong with people? Then Keith says, National Slowdown Day, which means Gardaí will be playing hide-and-seek to catch people. It's a money-making exercise. Instead of making themselves visible, which would actually slow cars down. Well, Keith, that was the plan for National Slowdown, that we would see them everywhere. That's what the press release said. That's what the news report said. But it would appear that none have been seen so far this morning. Laura, you were listening to Rebecca a while ago. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I thought she spoke so much common sense.
Yeah.
And the phrase she used, sharing the road, you know, sort of resonated with me. You know, people don't seem to think about that at all, you know.
Mm. You don't own it, you share it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Also, you know, she seemed to be very aware of what's going on. She was saying she might put her mobile phone in the boot of the car, she might do this and that. I was saying to your presenter there, she should be on the RSA, on the Road Safety Authority.
Yeah.
Yes. She has common sense. She knows what's happening on the ground. I mean, they're spending millions of euro on improving roads and doing bypasses and everything, but driver behavior is responsible for at least, well, I don't know what percentage of accidents. people not wearing seat belts, alcohol, drugs, etc. It's a lot of it is driver behaviour. I had nothing to do with that accident yesterday. I know nothing about it.
I remember saying to someone, it was actually Dr. Vandeveld last year, Laura, that I would have thought everyone now wears a seatbelt, and he just sadly shook his head and said no.
Yeah, I've heard of reports of some tragic accidents recently, and none of them had seatbelts, apparently, on them, you know.
Whereas to me, and I grew up in a time, and I'm sure you did, I drove in a time when it became mandatory.
Of course, yeah.
And at a checkpoint, you'd be stopped at a checkpoint, and they'd say, you don't have a seatbelt on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I remember that.
Yeah, of course you're afraid of your life not to have it on. But I just want that lady, Rebecca, she spoke so much common sense, and I want to commend her for that. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your call. And you're talking common sense yourself, Laura, calling me from Bishopstown. Thank you. Now, Paddy Dineen, Councillor Paddy Dineen, is a retired paramedic. And I'm sure, Paddy, you saw some terrible things in your time, and you saw things caused. Yes, an accident is an accident, but accidents are caused, and you saw the cause. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Yes, I did see the cause. Yeah, I did see that video, which I won't speak about because it's best not to be interfering with the investigation or that's going to be going ahead.
Yeah. As I said, I saw it too, but I wouldn't share it, and I'd ask people not to. But in terms of how we might all mind ourselves on the road, given your years in the service.
Yes, and you are correct. I have seen and known numerous things down through the years, and I will have to say this just in regard to we just say the N40, for instance. I can never understand how people are traveling in the one direction and they have a collision. I can never understand how that happens, and there's only one reason: we're not paying attention.
Yeah,
people are driving too fast. People are driving; they're in a rush to get to where they need to go to for no reason whatsoever. They don't use the mirrors, they don't use indicators, they don't space out, they don't allow traffic to merge. Everybody's in a rush, and they don't have respect for other road users, and we really, really need to get our act together in that regard.
I remember I quoted him at the start of the programme, Paddy, my late father-in-law always used to say, there's nowhere in the world that you can't get to at 30 miles an hour. And the more I think about it, the more sense he was making back then.
Yes, there's no rush whatsoever. You might get someplace a minute earlier. That's it.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, if you have any collision of any sort, it's going to ruin your day.
That's true.
It's really going to ruin your day, and it's going to affect an awful lot of people.
And that's the lightest thing it'll do. That's the smallest thing it'll do.
That's the smallest thing it can do. Yes. So on Wednesday night, after the carriage on the N40 there on Wednesday. With the numerous accidents again, and if the city had a stance, I put a post up on Facebook. I said to you there about the do's, about the do's, do's and don'ts, I suppose.
Yeah. Please do the following. Go through it for me, buddy.
But can you do it, Peter? Because I can't access on my phone.
Okay, that's fine. I will.
Yeah.
I'll read them out. I will indeed.
Please do.
Read them out. Please do various things. And you know what? I speak, Paddy, as someone whose own road record isn't clean and unblemished. I've had my made my mistakes over the years. I'm hands up with that. But you know what they've done? They've made me a more careful driver. But here's the thing, and I wanted to bounce this off you. You are in more danger 100 yards from home than you are 100 miles from home because you know the road so well.
Yes, and that is true. And in all my years of driving, I've been involved in one traffic accident, and that was 150 yards from my house.
Yeah.
Thankfully, no one got injured.
Yeah.
It was just a fender bender, more or less, you could say. But it was 150 yards from my house, yeah.
Here's something that's coming in. Slow drivers cause accidents too. It's a thin line. If people are going in 30 in a 60 or 80 zone, people are going to overtake that driver, which can cause accidents. It's a fair point, I suppose.
It's a fair point. You do have slow drivers, yes, but you overtake when it's safe to do so.
Yes.
You indicate your intentions to overtake, and you just wait your time to overtake when you need to overtake.
And if overtaking goes wrong, it's your fault, not the guy you were overtaking.
And however, what people must keep in mind is that if you're in a rush, if you're in a hurry, the car in front is always going to be slower than you, and you think they're going slow.
True.
Keep that in mind, because you're the one that's actually going too fast.
It's true. Paddy, thank you. Paddy Dineen, a former paramedic and, of course, city councillor. And he did put this up on Facebook. Please slow down. Please keep a safe distance. Please Avoid all distractions, including the phone. Please plan your journey. Please allow other traffic to merge. Please keep your lights on. Please indicate in a timely fashion. Please use your mirrors. Be aware of what's around you. Please respect other road users. Please remember, there's no rush. You will get to your destination, but let's get there safely. And finally, please keep in mind that a collision of any size will ruin your day. Thanks, Polly. On the subject of the roads, John in Cove says, well, the term accident should be taken out of the equation. Whenever a man or woman knocks someone down, it's either murder or manslaughter. We all know the rules. People choose to break them. The guards passed me last night. 54 in a 50 area and missing taillight. What? You are the guards. PJ, 30 kilometres is too slow. 40 is better. Says Paul. It's only 10 to 10. The road traffic corps aren't even in work yet. Well, there's the thing. That's not their fault. They used to start at 7. Now they start at 10. And as Padraig Harrington told us, the GRA, our traffic corps is half the size that it was.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
10 years ago, and the Minister for Justice, who sat here in front of me yesterday morning, didn't seem to get it. She sat here looking at me. I given her the numbers and hearing Padraig Harrington giving her the numbers, and she didn't seem to get it. That the traffic corps is half the size of what... And I wouldn't want to wrong Helen McEntee, but certainly she didn't seem to get it, that the traffic corps in Cork is half the size of what it was. So that's why they don't start till 10 o'clock. There isn't enough of them there to do the whole day. 0818 96 96 96. Lots of stuff coming in, and I'll stay with it. Happy to stay with it for a little while. Pat, you drive a truck. I think you might have messaged me before. Because you're in a truck, you're up high. Because you're in a truck, you're a careful driver, but what you see going on around you, you want to talk about it. Good morning to you.
Good morning, PJ. Yes, PJ, it's frightening what you see sitting up in these things. Right. Absolutely frightening. From people watching movies, I was telling a researcher earlier on, sexual acts taking place on motorways. Honest to God, it's frightening. Absolutely frightening.
In the middle of the day?
In the middle of the day, yeah.
And these screens, I do see them in the cars, particularly the modern electric cars. They have a big screen. And I often joked about a Tesla. I saw a Tesla parked outside 96FM one day. Gorgeous cars, big screen. I said, God, you could watch the FA Cup final on that. You actually can.
You can. You actually can, yeah. With everything being Bluetoothed now, you can just transfer it to the screen. You can watch away. I've seen it at traffic lights. Going up along the M50 there to the Port Tunnel, you just see it all. Absolutely, you see everything. And like, you know, I'd like to consider myself a safe driver and a good driver, but I will admit I've picked up the phone as I'm driving. I've made mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. But at the end of the day, I have to do a course every year to keep my driving license for my truck. It's renewed every 5 years. If I don't have all these courses up to date, I won't be given my license.
Yeah.
Someone can get a car license and sit in it and never again have to sit a test or take a course or anything.
Mm. Actually, Albert Toomey was making that point here only a couple of weeks ago, Pat, when she said, you get our driver's license at whatever age you get it, your full license, and you have to you have to renew it every 10 years, but you'd never have to get tested to get it anything.
No, absolutely not. Like, my truck license is up for renewal in a couple of weeks' time. I have to do a medical for that to get my license back, including the courses. My car license is not up for another 5 years. So I'm renewing my license technically every 5 years.
Yeah.
And having to do these courses on a yearly basis. If I don't have these courses done, my employer's insurance is not covered. The only thing, if you're stopped by the RSA at a checkpoint, the only thing they ask you for now is this driver's card. They don't want to know about your license, because if you have this card, you're up to date on everything.
Yeah.
But like, and we have to take regular breaks on a daily basis.
What are you carrying, in terms of weight, Pat?
At the moment, on a break, I have 22 ton of weight up. That's the, excluding the weight of the truck and trailer, the whole lot. You're probably up at maybe 44, 45 ton.
That's a lot to be sitting on, fella. Do you get nervous?
It sure is. Ah, no, you get so used to it now, it's just comes natural.
Yeah, but it's what you see, because you have to be so careful of that huge load. If that goes off straight, if that goes off to one side, the whole place is in trouble in your mind. So the things you see, would I be right in saying you probably have to spend more time keeping yourself out of trouble because of what other people are doing?
You're more worried about the people around you than yourself, because all it takes is for someone to make a mistake.
Yeah.
And it takes so long for us to get out of these situations because we're so big.
Yeah.
You're into it and you don't realise it.
And if you'd make a sudden move, there's 22 ton flying around the road.
That's it.
So you've seen people watching telly, you've seen sexual activity, you've seen people just doing stupid things.
Makeup, mobile phones, you name it, every truck driver has seen it.
Yeah. Have you seen anybody this morning on Go Slow Day? Any guards?
I'm on the road since 4 o'clock, PJ, and I have not even seen a guard walking the street, never mind a checkpoint or a speed van, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Good God.
And it was the same the last Go Slow Day there. Was it around Easter time or Paddy's weekend? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
The press releases said they'd be everywhere.
Well, they're not, PJ, and I'm up around Port Leash at the moment, and there's nothing, absolutely nothing.
All right, Pat, leave it there. Stay safe, drive safe, and I'm no doubt you will. Thank you. 0818 96 96 96. He's driving about 40 tons in total between truck and trailer and load. Good luck to you. And he says he sees everything going on. Yeah, that thing with the big screens in a car like a Tesla. I take it that the car itself is wired and set up to not let that happen. But should there's so many gadgets on the market now that for a few quid on Wish or any one of these places, you can get an electronic gadget and you can actually watch, you can cast from your phone. So you're driving, your passenger has a mobile phone, your passenger has a casting system off, you know what it is if you have one. What is? So literally, your passenger can put a match on your screen while you're driving. That's not Tesla's fault. That's just because they can do it. And they're doing it. And you have to wonder, what kind of a gobshite does that? Seriously, like. I mean, the World Snooker Championship starts in the morning at 10 o'clock, and I will be stuck in front of it for the next fortnight. Would I attempt to watch it while driving my car? No, I would not. And people watching, I saw this myself, and someone on their phone, I was sitting in traffic one evening, and there's a guy in the car in the next lane, and he's got something, he's watching something on his phone on the steering wheel. Like, hello. 0818 96 96 96. PJ, 30 kilometres is too slow. 30 kilometres is what people want. 30 kilometres is what they say will keep people safe. And it might feel too slow. I'm very sure it probably will feel too slow. If you've ever driven at 30 kilometres an hour, it feels way, way too slow. But there you are. Patrick, I'm going to work this morning at 6:05 on the bypass in Macroom. This guy overtook me and I was doing 60 miles an hour. He then overtook a truck on rumble strips. Now, rumble strips are put on the road specifically where you're supposed to slow down. Shortly after that, I saw him on the road. This time he was going in the other direction. There was a truck in front of him, and he overtook the truck as well. He didn't have enough space. Luckily, I was able to tuck myself into the hard shoulder. That's what's going on at this hour of the morning. We need guards out at that time as well. And there we have Pat, truck driver, out since 4 this morning. On Go Slow Day. Let me dig out a bit of press release we had about it earlier on. Go Slow Day. I'll find it in a second. They're supposed to be everywhere. Keeping us to go, telling us, speeding motorists will be targeted by Gardaí as part of the latest National Slowdown Day, which began this morning. The operation will centre on high visibility speed enforcement across the country's road network. The Love 30 campaign wants 30 kilometre an hour speed limits in built-up areas around the country. And that's okay. But today is National Go Slow Day. And there is no blame to the guards. There's not enough of them. There's no blame to the traffic corps. There's not enough of them. But on a day we're told by the powers that be, the fellas in the white shorts now, guard the management, on the day we're told that there'll be guards everywhere, no one seems to have seen guards anywhere. I have a ton of messages on the roads and road safety and driving and Go Slow Day and all of those things. We must also get to this week's episode of Ours to Protect, which I will in a few minutes. But Diana, good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Nice to talk to you.
And to you, what would you like to say?
Well, basically, I know that I was listening to that truck driver earlier who was saying about having to do courses and classes every so often to keep his driving up to standard.
That's right.
But I'm just thinking, for the general everyday person who drives maybe 10 or 15 kilometres a day, they do an up-to-date class. How much of that are they actually going to remember and bring into their driving?
You know,
it's one thing to do a class, but it's another to actually remember what you've been taught and to actually put into practical use. For me, I know that I've been driving for about 50 years, and in that 50 years, I've only had one claim for an accident, and that was only fairly recently.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I remember as a kid, we used to go to the Merries in Crosshaven, if you might remember them.
I do well.
And the bumper cars there. And you got so into trying to be aware of who's coming towards you, who's going against you, where you are in relation to the other cars in that small area, that I think that has basically governed my driving abilities for a long time.
Interesting that, isn't it?
It's training at a very early age to be aware of your surroundings. And I know that there was one time there a couple of years ago, I was going along, driving along this road. There was a road coming down from the left onto this main road that I was on.
Yeah.
Well, reasonably main road. And before I even knew it, I pulled over across the road. It was only for a second that... like, oh shit, because there's a car coming down on my left who wasn't looking in my direction and pulled into the road in front of me.
Yeah.
And my instinct, my muscle memory kicked in before my brain registered why I was doing it.
Yeah.
And it's things like that, I think, are more important, or as important as any learning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you find yourself, Diana, being extra careful on roads that you know?
I wouldn't say I'm extra careful in any particular road.
Right.
If I'm on a road I know, or if I'm on a road I don't know. You know, I think on a road that I do know, I know if there are... I live out in Enniscarra, and I know that when I come down from Leamount Cross coming out towards Gypsy, or out towards Coachford at least, there's one part in the road where you can actually see around a double bend.
Yeah.
So you can see from the bend you're on, but if you miss that vision, that sight, you have to wait until you go around the double bend.
I see. Have you?
But if you see a car coming around that double bend, you know you do not overtake the car in front of you.
Yes. Local knowledge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But again, I think it's more being aware. I mean, I've seen people who, if only, you see a kind of a traffic snarl up.
Yeah.
And you think, if the person who created that snarl-up pulled in behind a parked car to allow the oncoming traffic through, you wouldn't have the snarl-up.
Yeah, there's a thing about driving and letting someone in and letting someone out. My missus has always done it. She'll always let one car go. She might even let two cars go. And
yep.
Over the years, I've kind of gotten to understand she's actually right. Because if we all let one car go or two cars go, everybody gets out in the end.
Exactly. And the only place that does, in Cork that I know of, that does the filter in turn is when you're coming up off the link road there up towards Toker.
Is that
the roundabout, just before you get to the roundabout there, and that slip road going up onto that road is the only place I've ever seen a filter in turn without there being any signage for people to do that.
Because if you don't, and I know where you're talking about, if you don't, you will have a tip.
And not only that, but if you don't, you'll be stuffed there for about nearly an hour waiting for someone to pull out.
That's true too. Diana, good call. Thank you. We have loads of stuff on the roads. As a former firefighter, when I joined, if we were called to a crash, the name was the RTA, Road Traffic Accident. In recent years, it changed to RTC, Road Traffic Collision. Emergency services took the accident out of the call. Accident is out of the equation. I came across many collisions, serious injuries and fatalities. I'm on the road every day, driving a high van, and the amount of drivers I see looking down at their phone is unreal, plus other erratic behaviour. It's gone crazy. The roads in the past year are just ridiculous. I'll be driving 30 years. I have an emergency driver's course done, and that course teaches you one thing, not looking at the vehicles in front of you. It taught you to see the traffic well ahead of you and see the danger coming towards you. I've taken that on board and can spot the danger coming towards me. Thank you for that. I get one more in, I will. PJ, I've texted you before. I nearly died in a serious RTC a few years ago. I was hit by a fully loaded truck. Thankfully, I am still here. I have injuries. I may never be right again, but I'm still here. People don't realise the impact on people and families. My son sent me a screenshot the other day, the day of the accident. He was wondering where I was. I was supposed to collect him from his first day in secondary school. It just broke me up. He didn't know where I was. I might never have seen him again. And that amazing man, Dr. Jason, saved my life. The accident yesterday brought it all back to us in my house. Believe me, you don't want to be in a coma on a life support system with your wife looking on and your kids crying and worried at home. Put the phone away. Stop speeding. Be polite to other drivers. We're all just trying to get home. I was 3 minutes from my house, says Rob. Thank you, Rob.
Cork's 96 FM.